This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so Greg in Iowa called in, and I've got the phones open for people that disagree with things I've said or things that Trump's doing, or, I mean, in general, that think that, you know, Trump's not as good as folks think. So but I think it's important to look at both sides of this. When I go on air and I have a understanding or an epiphany, I just tell the truth. And the caller moved real fast with Rex 84, which to a great extent I popularized, and then pastors and people saying God's working through Trump. I think that's clearly happening. Look at Roe v. Wade. Look at him at the pro-life marches. I mean, he's got the devils upset. I think providence is taking place, but I'll let the caller finish up, and then I'll get into the Rex 84. I was explaining that that was leftist propaganda about Reagan's plan to put people in concentration camps, and that I even went along with it for years. Then Clinton did have a plan for that, and then Obama and Bush as well, and we exposed it all. But then when I saw them call the emergency centers concentration camps, I understood that they knew the left was planning to flood us with open borders before, just like the EU had planned, and they were doing it again. And so Trump had just authorized using military bases as emergency centers because they're saying the inflow is already up 300%. It may go up even more. So they have to process this as it's meant to break our border, and that's a form of civil emergency. So now I was seeing the leftist propaganda that programmed me so many decades ago. So I was not endorsing the leftist version of martial law or Rex 84, but the civil emergency to stop the collapse of the border, just like Austria and Hungary and others are now mobilizing their military, declaring an emergency because there's a record influx of another 10 million men, just like they already got hit by 10 million men, Islamicists. And so, yes, that's what you have civil emergencies for, is the border, or for plagues, or things like that. Not the leftist martial law of arresting conservatives or silencing people's free speech. I'd be 100% against that. So that's, I wanted to add, just answer that one little smidgen of what you said. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Alex, I must say I am glad that you came to realize that Ronnie Reagan and the Iran-Contra criminal Oliver North were correct all along about Rex 84, and it was just the evil globalists demonizing them. I mean, so I'm glad you came to an epiphany on that. But, you know, in general, though, Alex, I think, though, these kind of claims, this is going on not just you, it's all throughout the alternative media that, like, the Trump is this almost like this godlike figure. And I think when you do that, you're giving a sense to people that they cannot criticize Trump, because if they criticize Trump, they're criticizing God, because God is working through him. I think this is dangerous. I think it's cult-like, and I think that people should be better than this, and I think it's dangerous.
Well, I don't think Trump's God. I mean, certainly it's good that he's not letting us have one-sided trade deals, and it's good that he's trying to take care of the veterans, and it's good he's trying to secure the border, and it's good he's getting us out of the TPP, and it's good that we've got record employment. And I mean, the globalists are out to get us, okay? And they hate Trump, and so we're in a total war right now to get the country back. So I have been very supportive of the president. I've also been critical of some of the military things. I've been critical of some of the vaccine stuff, but I'm very thankful for what he's doing right now with the one-sided payment system on NATO. I mean, I really don't see him as a Christ-like figure, but I also, in the words of Pontius Pilate, find no wrong in him, in his policies. He's not trying to hurt people, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I would say, though, you did say that Trump doesn't have any type of, you know, big money behind him as far as, like, billionaires or globalists. I mean, you know, Sheldon Adelson gave him millions of dollars. He had Louis Eisenberg on his inaugural committee, who is the person who's the head of New York Port Authority, put the buildings in the hands of Lucky Larry Silverstein. And by the way, I mean, you know, I love that Mueller's going to go down for 9/11 when personal attorney Rudy Giuliani.
Hey, we'll be right back and have you finish up, Greg. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. tomorrow's news today. Have you spread the links today?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it.
All right, we are taking phone calls about people that disagree with me that Trump is really good. And we've gotten to one caller and already spent part of two segments with him. I'm going to finish up with him here in a moment. We got a bunch of really interesting calls, like Jason, Hillary supporter, country would be better with her. Jay in Michigan, how can Alex stand behind Trump separating families? David, does not like Alex's style on air sometimes. Okay, I don't like my style sometimes. I'm talking about what you really disagree with me on policy-wise. I'll still go to your call. Johnny in Dallas, video games do not cause violence. Well, I'm going to debate that with you. I think that's an oversimplification, but we'll talk about it. Greg in Iowa, Alex is supporting the system. That's what we're talking to now. Jenny says Trump is not taking care of vaccine issue. That's the big one right there. That's the bingo. That and keeping Afghanistan war going. I want to hold Trump's feet to the fire. Richard in Arizona, Mormons promoting globalism. We'll go to him. Larry, Trump policies on pain medication, a crisis for Americans. So we'll hear people's beefs with Trump. I spent much of the first hour, the great job he's doing exposing NATO, how the U.S. pays roughly half of it, how Merkel is becoming a tool of Russia, well, saying that Trump's some type of operative of Russia. I mean, really, a lot of fireworks, a lot of clips. DOJ attorney Lisa Page refuses to testify to Congress. A lot of experts say she's got something to hide. Well, of course she's got something to hide. She's been caught red-handed, rigging everything. MSNBC says Trump has evil desire against illegal immigrants. Unbelievable. African migrants threaten to kill Italian cargo vessel crew who rescues them. That's up on InfoWars.com. Sweden cuts welfare to pay for migrants. That's Voice of Europe up on InfoWars.com. Deadly parasite worm coming to Europe due to third world migration. Unmasking Antifa Act in House proposes 15-year prison term for wearing a mask and committing a crime. Well, yeah. So we're going to be getting to that and so much more. But going back to the caller, if he just joined us, he's kind of rapid fire making accusations and moving on. Trump owns or has his name on or has businesses in something like 500 buildings, a couple hundred big skyscrapers. And, yeah, we all know he's from New York City. And we know that he went on local Fox television and CNN. We have the clips. And said that he thought there were bombs in the buildings and that it should be investigated. And that he went in those buildings with his engineer, and that they believe the World Trade Centers were blown up. Now, is that the guy who's involved in 9/11? The answer is no. And there's no evidence Donald Trump's involved in 9/11. He did expose Jeb Bush and say your brother, it happened on your brother's watch, and he's trying to move forward with lawsuits exposing the Saudi connection, which then goes back to the 28 pages and the fact that they were working with the Clintons and the Bushes, and that it was an inside job. They had bombs inside Building 7. I'm the guy that popularized all that, but then the media misrepresented what I said about it all. So here's the deal. There is a concerted, massive assault against Trump. If you go to the campaign finance rules, I'm not talking about fellow hotel and casino owners, you know, giving him $100 million. Everybody knows about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying 99% of the big bank contributions went to Hillary Clinton, less than 1% to Trump. And when they found out some of the employees at Goldman Sachs were giving him donations, they put a memo out saying, you will be fired. That was even the Wall Street Journal, if you give money to Trump. So, yeah, some of the brokers at Goldman Sachs got caught giving him, you know, $10,000, whatever, to super PACs. Hillary Clinton has the UN, the Chi-Coms, Hollywood. You turn on Netflix, you turn on all. 95% of television news coverage is negative against Trump. Every late-night show. It's a total war with the entire stinking establishment trying to bring down Trump. And all he's trying to do is kickstart the country, defibrillate the heart. And he's got the heart going again. Yeah, there's Goldman Sachs bans employees from donating to Trump. Fortune magazine. I mean, you know what makes me like Trump even more is that I've been persecuted for supporting Trump. I'm like a dog you're trying to take a bone away from. I mean, you know, you get bit. And I'm not mind controlled. I'm not into people that are celebrities. I didn't really pay attention to Hollywood celebrities. I thought Donald Trump was goofy, funny, you know, a guy doing PR for his hotels. You know, I'd hear him, you know, in steak ads and MLM ads on the radio. Just thought he's just another regular business guy. And then I studied him and how his dad was anti-New World Order and how his lawyer was the head McCarthy lawyer. And then I talked to people that are patriots and they said, you know, Trump knows everything. And then I talked to Trump. His dad was an anti-New World Order guy that sat right there in the belly of the beast and taught his son everything. And then his son quietly waited and quietly wanted the country to turn around. And now he's in and he's kicking their butts because he knows all their games. And he was never a white shoe guy who hung out in big groups of them. He was his own billionaire. And now he's taking it all away from them. I'll tell you this, though. If Trump was some really satanic distraction and some great diversion where he does all these great things and later betrays us, that could be a problem. I'm not saying that. My gut doesn't tell me that. But he could be taking over the whole New World Order from them as just a shark coming in to take over all the other little sharks. But then why would he be giving us all prosperity? We'll continue to expect that. Trump's entire destiny and his family's destiny and name is tied to human success, American success, planetary victory. Victory for the world. And he's doing exactly what you'd do if you were trying to unravel the globalist plan for deindustrialization and ongoing crises and conflict. And he's done an incredible job taming the tiger and getting as much out of the system as he's done. So I'm just saying, my God, I'm glad Hillary's not in. You got 2 minutes to finish up. Go ahead.
Alex, I will say, to be fair, thank you. I appreciate you keeping me on here, and I do appreciate that. But, you know, I say that like, you know, I don't, obviously Trump wasn't involved in 9/11 per se, but I mean, you know, this is in addition, this is the other thing that's really bothered me the last couple of weeks, along with the Rex 84 stuff, and along with the guy who was deciphering the Mark Taylor prophecies that, you know, Trump is like, God is like controlling Trump, basically. The other thing that really disturbed me is this whole idea that, you know, Trump is going to expose 9/11 by exposing Robert Mueller. Well, I mean, Giuliani's got a much more obvious complicity role in 9/11, and he's Trump's personal attorney, and he gets praised on this network.
Are you joking? Because I studied the whole thing. Giuliani was the mayor. The feds came in, took control of the whole investigation. I'm not even defending Giuliani, but Mueller was brought in 3 days after. 2 days after, and was the cover-up artist, and it's blocked the families, blocked congressional investigations, covered it up. He's recognized as the main architect of the cover-up.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, Giuliani, no, he didn't do anything wrong. Did he? I'm guessing Lou Eisenberg.
Hold on. Let me just finish because you're saying Mueller became the FBI director 2 days after.
same thing, girl. You don't want to talk about Israel. You only want to talk about the United States and Saudi Arabia and radical Islam.
Hey, you just yelled that so fast. What'd you say?
I said, you don't want to talk about these things because it implicates Israel. It doesn't implicate Saudi Arabia. It doesn't implicate the United States. It doesn't implicate radical Islam. And that is your Achilles heel, Alex, as my co-host Jeremy Ross-Truchel pointed out a year and a half ago when he called into the show.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you got the attention you wanted. I really wanted to have a real debate with you. That's why I did it. It's interesting, and it wakes me up. So thanks for calling into the show. Everybody's better than me. Everybody says what evil group it is, and you know it's this group, it's that group, and everybody are. It's the Catholics, it's the Jews, it's this group, that group. You know, the liberals say it's the white people are to blame. It's evil people. And there are corrupt elements in Israel. There are corrupt elements in China that are in control. There are corrupt elements running the EU. But I don't say it's Europeans that are bad because the EU is a bunch of corrupt people.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, obviously I can't spend three full segments with each caller like I did the last individual, Greg, in Iowa, who you could hear had palpable hatred for me at the end of the call. Because he's the good guy. He knows it's all Israel. Israel's one monolithic problem. If Israel wasn't there, everything would be fine. And then meanwhile, the very same type folks say that Israel runs Hollywood and everything else in the U.S. Well, then why is the entire media trying to destroy Trump? The truth is, there's very diverse ideas and groups in Judaism and Orthodox Jews and leftists and Zionists and all of it. And the truth is, Trump is pro-Israel. And I'm not against Israel. But it becomes a football issue where I'm not even thinking about Israel. It's just one more country. I don't want it blown off the map. If you turn it over to the Palestinians, they'd be killing each other forever. You know, none of the Arab countries take any of them in. But that's not an issue. A lot of them are refugees from other countries, but they don't take them in. Israel's got to take everybody in. Europe's got to take everybody in. The U.S. has to take everybody in, or we're Nazis. And then I'm just sitting thinking about Israel. They're assassinating their prime ministers. They're trying to indict Netanyahu, the leftist are. But people think there's like one monolithic thing. The power structure doesn't like Donald Trump. It's trying to remove him. No one can deny that. No one can deny that Georgetown, Vatican Run, is suing me, trying to shut me off the air. No one can deny that Soros is funding the Sandy Hook lawsuits. No one can deny they're on TV, Hillary Clinton saying she wants me off the air. But it doesn't matter, see? If you're another talk show host, you just call in and say, you're bad, you're a sellout, you're a fraud, I'm the real McCoy, you are establishment. That dog doesn't hunt, that boat doesn't float, that kite don't fly. I am a pro-America, constitutionalist, free market Christian who believes in human destiny and freedom. I am not a tribalist. And I want to transcend all of this garbage and bring humanity together. But to do that, I have to expose that the left is cold-bloodedly creating culture war in the name of fighting racism and sexism to make more of it, to turn us into basket cases, and their own documents in WikiLeaks admit that. And the holier-than-thou anti-Israel brigades on the internet are just that. I can be talking about cooking recipes, and they'll come on my YouTube videos and just say something about Israel all day, and it's like a dog barking. You ever stay at somebody's house, and their neighbor's got a dog that barks all night? And just, and it's like, sing a different song sometime, man. I'm worried about flesh-eating bacteria. I'm worried about a new superbug mysteriously out that sterilizes women. I'm worried about end-of-days type stuff. I'm worried about my children's future. I'm worried about a nuclear war getting triggered in North Korea. I want peace with Russia. So you got to get it straight. Am I a Russian agent? An Israeli agent, a Vatican agent, a Masonic agent. No, I'm a pragmatic human agent. So, yeah, let's hear from Hillary real quick. Go ahead. Let's hear from her. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to go to all your calls now. I got to give each person like 2 minutes to move on. But that guy was really, you know, throwing out kind of one of the standard deals there. And he didn't argue the economy's turning around. He didn't argue that most establishment's against Trump. It was just, your Achilles heel is, you won't talk about Israel. Won't talk about Israel? I'm tempted to go to Israel and just wallow in it. Oh, that would really trigger folks. It's like when I saw a bunch of Orthodox Hasidic Jews out at the Republican inauguration of Trump, and they waved me over, and I just happily ran over and danced with them. And boy, the Nazis didn't even have anything to say. It's like they always want to say, Jones's wife has a big nose, so he's married to a Jew and all this other stuff. It's just total mental illness. Stormfront, all those things. I'm the one that pointed out that my ex-wife's mother's father was Jewish. So I guess you say my kids have some Jewish blood. I'm proud of it. I got some Native American blood. Big deal. I'm proud of it, but then I see your mental illness. But my new wife's German. 75% German from Omaha, Nebraska, 25% Patty, Irish. So her Irish mixes a little bit of my Irish. I mean, it's just mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. But they're all over the place going, oh, look, she's got a big nose. You know, I like my wife's big nose. I've explained that. I don't like just women that look like Barbie dolls. And she's got a very noble, aquiline, beautiful nose, and she's incredibly gorgeous, and her body's amazing, and great. It makes you feel good to go, Jew. Fine. My wife's Jewish then. Or she's not, but if that helps you in your mental illness world, you know, where she's giving me the orders and all this other stuff, it's bizarre. It's weird. It's a cult. It's stupid. Since we mentioned it, though, here's the president on local TV saying he thought there were bombs in the buildings. This is the guy who is, he basically said he was involved in 9/11 cover-up, and then he said, well, no, I didn't really say that. So here's the guy, here's the 9/11 cover-up artist, Donald Trump.
Was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid and half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you don't have about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams, when I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows of the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steels on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donna, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number two, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, there were very big planes. They were going very rapidly.
There goes President Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, covering up 9/11 on day one. What a piece of crap. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But no matter what he ever does, he's nobody. Anybody on the internet just says he's Israeli and just makes it all bad. Because they're the good guys, we're the bad guys.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Faster now. I spent 30 minutes or so responding to one of the most common things put up by the left, really, is that there's a big Jewish conspiracy and a white male conspiracy, and if you can deal with that, you can fix everything. I mean, you see that in the college campuses now, where they're saying, you know, no Jews allowed. Very bizarre. And then you see the whole movements out there no white males allowed or no whites, period, on certain days of the year at college campuses. This is the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. But people like to arrange themselves into racial and tribal groups. Well, my tribal groups, free market, Americana, free market of ideas. That's what I think unifies people, and that's what works best, and that's what I'm trying to push. We're going right back to your calls here in a moment. Please remember that the broadcast is listener-supported, and it's also a great way for you to meet like-minded people when you buy things like T-shirts. And last week, Walmart pulled off its shelves after boycotts a Impeach 45 shirt. And I said, why do that? I bet Walmart could sell on the end caps Re-elect 45 versus Impeach 45. Ours is much better looking, our own design, but it's still a baseball-style shirt. Ours says Re-elect 45 with the American flag at InfoWars.com on the arm, and I am the resistance on the back. And the shirts are coming in tomorrow. They're made right here in Texas, printed right here in Texas. They're rush delivering them. They will be here tomorrow. They will be shipping out beginning on Friday. No reviews yet because it's been pre-ordered. But get your order in to get them first. And I suspected that this would be a bestseller, so we ordered quite a few of them. It's $19.95, Re-elect 45. And we also have Mean Like a Wolverine, which is a great design with Trump with mutton chops like the Wolverine. And it's just a great iconic image. You want to meet like-minded people? You want to spread the word? You want to exercise free speech? InfoWarsStore.com. We got all the Trump gear, all the InfoWars gear, all the Molon Labe gear. If you want to just meet like-minded people, wear Molon Labe. If you want to go out and engage, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, wear a Re-elect 45 shirt or an InfoWars.com shirt. Now, again, later I'm going to open the phones up after I take this raft of calls for people that agree with Trump or, you know, are appreciative. And I mean, because we're pretty much getting instant gratification. It's almost surreal. And comparing Trump to Hillary, there's no comparison. I mean, the list of accomplishments is just stunning, and I'm just stunned by it. But I thought we'd hear from people that think that's wrong. And I see some calls here that bring up some pretty salient issues that I do have issues with Trump, like Jenny. James says, Alex flipped on Rex 84. It's a slippery slope, former cop. It's a little more nuanced than that. It's not like people found some secret thing I said. I said it on air. So I see these clips. Look what we got him. We got him here. We found this. I actually went and read Rex 84. They've declassified all of it now, not just part of it. It was the Democrats in Congress saying, look, Ronald Reagan wants to put all the liberals in FEMA camps. And indeed, I found that there were emergency systems, and the Democrats were mainly planning the roundup of conservatives, libertarians. It was admitted by Clinton and then by Obama. I mean, that was mainstream news, so the media demonized me. But they would always focus on Rex 84. And then Rex 84 was, if 20 million people came from Latin America, collapsing the Southwest, how would you keep it from going into anarchy? And you would put people at military bases until they could be processed or flown back. And because they learned the UN was already planning this to do the EU, it took them decades to do it, but now they've done it with Muslims. So I was going, wow. I wonder if Reagan was ever briefed on that, because they claimed he didn't know about it, and then it was all the military that came up with the idea. But then I saw Trump openly saying, have the military prepare at least 3 military bases, because these numbers are exponential. The UN's sending them in. Soros is sending them in to collapse us. The Democrats are trying to have insurrection. They're trying to have riots over this. What are we going to do? And so I said, were they right about Rex 84? Because Trump is implementing Rex 84 to an extent, and he's not purposely separating people unless he has to. They're treating him very well. The media is calling it concentration camps. Did we all fall for that propaganda back in the 80s? And I think that's a debate we can have. So let's go to Johnny in Dallas, then I'll go to everybody else. And then we'll go to James in Ohio saying Alex flipped on Rex 84. But Johnny in Dallas, go ahead.
Hey. Yep. Thing is, you think video games cause violence? Like if you say that, you might as well say that GTA like causes people to kill cops or something like that. No, it doesn't.
Well, you know, I never said video games make people kill people. I said people that are autistic in an Asperger's type spectrum generally, who are also on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and who usually come from broken homes or foster care. It's been almost every major shooter who tend to be white males who also feel like they are outcast and are in the involuntarily celibate movement fit the fingerprint constellation. Yeah, pretty much every case from Harris and Kleibold right through to the latest. And that the video games that were developed by the military to create instinctive shooting, because up close they found in Vietnam about half the troops wouldn't kill somebody up close because, you know, they had a compulsion not to kill. And so they would try to do training to make you instinctively kill. And so video games were first developed for instinctive killing. And so I was saying that you add that to someone who's already mentally ill, and who is on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and who is generally into Satanism, that's another thing they're always into, then that's what unlocks them and programs them. So the average person, no, it doesn't habitualize them to go out and carry out violence. But it, in all the major studies, is absolutely correlated to the type of personality that then takes it to the real level. I mean, does that give you an idea of what I'm saying? Like maybe you drive a race car game when you're 14, but finally you get a driver's license and do it for real?
Yeah, but a lot of studies have said that video games actually don't have anything to do with violence.
Well, the video game companies have financed some of those, but every time I talk about this, people say, Alex, don't censor video games. I never called for that. I have my free speech to point out that in every mass shooter event at a school, they were obsessed with shoot 'em up video games on record. That is a fact. It is a fact. The games were developed to habitualize instinctive killing. Are you debating that with me?
Actually, yeah. And also, why don't you talk to Millie about this? I mean, if she was in Hollywood, she would probably have an opinion about that.
Talk to who?
Millie
Weaver, sure, I'll ask her about that. God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. All right, I'm going to go a little quicker now. James, when we come back, then Jenny, Richard, Larry, Randy, Jason, everybody. And we're going to get to you. Then I'm going to open the phones up for just people to agree, disagree, whatever, into the next hour. Taking a lot of calls. They have a ton of news, ton of clips, a lot of stuff to cover. But I wanted to hear from folks who are upset with me or Trump. I was really saying who think I'm wrong about supporting Trump. It's kind of devolved into video games and things like that. But that's an interesting topic, so I was certainly happy to entertain that. Briefly, I haven't done the big rollout yet, but we have it on the Android and on the iPhone. It is a top-rate free app. It's much better than the last app we had, and it's got so many great features, notifications, the live feeds of all the shows, audio, video, podcast links. It's got where you can do the listening, where you click the video and it goes to audio only so it doesn't drive down your battery. Infowars.com/.
For the President of the United States.
The U.S. President is Donald Trump.
Yeah!
Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Get the new free app.
You are the resistance.
Get the new free app, Infowars.com/.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, coming up, Trump's going to be meeting with Putin. We're going to have live coverage of that. He's in Europe for another 7-8 days. The whole NATO summit is taking place. He goes over and he says, the U.S. contributes half of the money. And you guys are buying 70% of your fuel from Russia and not even buying any of it from us. It's incredible that you just think we're here to be basically pissed on. But then I just saw this live shot a few minutes ago on Fox News of a woman floating around with 100 balloons in the air out of a cartoon. So from cartoons to reality, if you're a TV viewer, you can see the real circus going on there with the EU and NATO and the unelected bureaucracy that squeezes the taxpayers of Europe and that is trying to quarterback an Islamic invasion into the nation. And look, I'm just very, very glad that Trump is got some of the best economic numbers of the century, I mean the last century in, and is just doing such a good job for the country on so many fronts. I'm just very, very thankful. But some listeners are angry. I see a group of callers says Trump is hypocritical hiring foreign workers. Hillary supporter, country could do better with her. Jay, how can Alex stand behind Trump separating families? I mean, these are all just nonsensical, if you know the facts, but I'm going to. So please stay there. But James in Ohio says, I flipped on Rex 84. Now, again, that was a plan. if Latin America collapsed or had a communist revolution and tens of millions of people, between 20 and 40 million they estimated, came in with the left and the weathermen orchestrating it, which was an actual plan, they would have to house these people or civilization would break down. The left got it in Congress, said it was a plan to put people in concentration camps. Like they say, Trump's putting people in concentration camps. No, they're not concentration camps where you're worked to death, starved to death. These are thousands of people coming across, men, women, children. They're processing them. They're deporting some, keeping others. Then Ellis Island was a death camp because they held you there 1 month to 6 months in quarantine, in individual cells. So it's just not reality. So I was saying, was I buying into all that leftist propaganda? There were real FEMA camp programs. That was all under the Clintons, Bush some, and of course Obama. We got the documents on that. Plans to re-educate Americans. With the word re-educate, given to the Army. It was real. So I pioneered exposing that stuff. But in hindsight, I'm going, the left actually tried to set all that up. Look at the universities are like re-education camps. Look at how they're bullies. Look how they hate free speech. So I'm saying, is Trump implementing Rex 84, opening two bases to hold the new giant influx? And they're going to call those concentration camps. So I'm trying to decipher things here. What do you think, James, in Ohio?
All right, Alex, just a little background real quick. I was in the Army and a Marine Corps military policeman in both and a federal cop. I'm now 50, and I've been contracting since 2005 in Iraq and Afghanistan. My qualm is I like you. I support you. I even buy your product, Supermel Vitality and other items.
Thank you.
And I will continue to do that. But gentlemen can disagree without being disagreeable. My only issue with it is just like with Harry Reid when he made the nuclear option under Obama for the different things going through the Senate, they didn't see how the Republicans could flip back on them with it. My worry is it would make it far easier. Look, when I was a federal cop, we had targets of kids, and you covered this, and old women and stuff, you know, grandmothers and women that were pregnant. And we had to engage those targets, right? There's a reason for that. And they were American people. So the slippery slope that I talked about is just, it would make it so much easier if they're normalizing this they can justify and say, look what Trump did. Look what Trump did. We're just doing the same thing except it's to the
No, I get it because they're calling it camps, even though it's really just shelters, secured shelters. You're just saying, I agree with you, that this is just a general normalization. It's why the left wanted to create the crisis to actually bring us into real martial law. Reagan was looking at emergency response to stop it from happening, and I was just learning with perspective now because the left is running the same operation in Europe and here.
Yes, and the other thing that I would say, and it's just my point of view, you were the first one that covered the fusion centers. These things are real. And you've also covered, like, the different topics that I know of from the Gulf War that I can't really get into right now. But I'm just telling you that I've seen what civil war looks like. I've seen the destabilizations of nations, and I've tried to even restabilize. And I just worry that that is what they're intending for America, brother.
I totally agree. But just to be clear, the globalists, the Democrats, from what you're seeing, they're trying a destabilization. I see Trump clearly engaged in a stabilization.
Yes, exactly. No, you're exactly correct. But I'm saying if a Democrat, God forbid, a globalist, it doesn't even have to be a Democrat. Let's say a Romney gets in.
No, I get it. Trump normalizes these emergency centers because Latin America's collapsing. I mean, what are we supposed to do? They can then grab the infrastructure and use it.
Yes, exactly. Except they'd flip it on us. The patriots, the Americans.
I get it.
How they still buy the gun owners? I mean, every right speech even now, everybody's a Nazi.
Oh, there's no doubt. In fact, did you see where the TSA just got immunity to do whatever they want to us, and that's now becoming this new little national processing force for emergencies and for disasters. And so they're creating this new bureaucracy. It's all very, very dangerous. Really, really good points. Thank you, James.
All right. God bless, Alex.
You too. Have a great week coming up as well. See, now that's a smart caller from every angle. The point is they're trying to destabilize the country. They're trying to cause a race war. They're trying to collapse the borders. What is Trump supposed to do? I'm not endorsing martial law. I'm not endorsing the Democrat version of Rex 84. I'm saying, what are we supposed to do? Because they're going to call, if they start collapsing stuff, Trump's response martial law. When clearly, they're the globalist outside force doing it. All right, let's go to a bunch of these calls now. Jay, how can Alex stand behind Trump separating families? Obama did it. It goes back to Eisenhower. The current law goes back to Bush. That's how. I mean, it's only a few hundred every month or so. They don't even know who their parents really are. A lot of them have their parents killed. A lot of them got given by Obama to child sex traffickers. I mean, how do I stand behind that? How are you, when you don't know who people are, supposed to leave kids in with adults overnight when you just picked them up in the middle of a desert? What are you saying, Jay?
Hey, I'm sure you're going to end up getting upset with me, but I just want to let you know you, your family, your staff, along with President Trump, Steve Quayle, and a handful of others that I really like a lot. You guys are in my prayer every day.
Well, thank you.
Every single day. Never miss a prayer with you guys in it. It takes me forever to get through to you. I can never talk to you before, so this is the only way I could do it. I have nothing to I don't disagree with you or anything. So, but I love you. Stay real. Talk to you later.
All right. God bless, brother. Okay, so that's the classic thing to get in, saying we disagree. Randy, Trump is hypocritical hiring foreign workers. We'll go to Randy in a minute. Let's go to Jason first, though. Hillary supporter. Country would be better with her. Explain that to me. Thanks for calling.
So what's more evil, a pedophile or you, somebody who's admitted to killing 10 of his own children?
Well, I repented. I repented of being involved in abortion, and I said it on air because I'm ashamed of it, and I'm not going to hide things.
And how many kids would you have to kill before you were as bad as a pedophile?
A pedophile wants to go out and suck the life force out of a child and is satanic. Most of the times, I learned girlfriends had abortions later. A few times, I was like, okay, whatever. After I was about 18, that never happened again. And the next time I got a woman pregnant, I got married to her. And for years I repented, didn't even date, and I was celibate. For a couple of years I stopped. I was very upset about it. God convicted my heart of it. That's why I've told the story, is because it was wrong.
Yeah, so how many of those kids were from black women?
None.
Really? And so I just want to make it very clear, because I always hear you talking about morality. And it's strange because I've never had an abortion. But if I did, I'd imagine it being something very serious. You've paid for 10.
No, I didn't say that. I said, I learned about it a lot of times later. Because, you know, the girlfriend will break up with you. They used to get mad after they do it. And then later you find out, or you go around their parents or whatever. That was when I was a teenager, and they'd be pissed at me. And I'd later learn about it. And then, look, here's the deal. I think you're confusing morality. When you're young and stupid and things happen, later you realize it's wrong, you repent. Like the thief on the cross and the murderer on the cross, and one gets it, one doesn't.
The President of the United States.
Yeah, who's the president, Alexa?
Yeah!
We'll be right back, Randy. Stay there.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.